turning our eyes to those Texas topics going on right now. So J.D. Vance was in Dallas last night, the vice president.
And we weren't invited?
Well, it was like a $5 billion a plate fundraiser right there, so we weren't allowed to.
Dang it.
We could have supplied a mousetrap, though, just in case.
I mean, maybe if we had one of those regional awards, we'd be invited.
And as we continue to look for the Hank FM studio mouse that is maybe lurking somewhere, it's other things that are going underground on the Dallas side, and that would be from your good old buddy,
Elon Musk.
As Southern Dallas, sunny South Dallas, has been selected by Elon's The Boring Company for a high-tech tunnel that will be about a mile long and allow electric vehicles to bypass surface traffic. So he had this, it was almost like a Wonka sweepstakes out there. And there was about 16 possible cities in the running for this thing. System would likely use basically Tesla vehicles traveling through an underground loop tunnel to, you know, free up some traffic and congestion and move passengers quickly between locations and stuff like that. 16 cities were up for it. Instead of just one, he picked three. Dallas, South Dallas to be exact, was one of them. So no words on when this will start and when the drilling or however they do these things in a very Elon way will begin, but it will connect the University Hills development, which is actually trying to revitalize kind of South Dallas a little bit, to the UNT at Dallas DART station. Won't affect us necessarily, but if this goes well, then we could get ready for underground highways, specifically since they don't have exhaust and problems like that for electric vehicles. Oh, so you can go underneath with your Tesla.
Only Elon Musk gets his vehicles get these special.
And I guess
highways?
Other EVs, perhaps. Or those. Mm-hmm. All you need, though, is one of those Dallas Waymos to get confused down there.
Yeah,
it's everything's dark down there. So that begins drilling sometime in the near future.
You know, lots of texture here in Fort Worth. We've got culture, the stockyards, the fun, the Western way of life, and then a little bonus round. Our air is so very chewy.
Oh.
Countdown, the ninth most polluted city in America.
Number 9.
After researchers studied and monitored levels of something called PM25.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, that's particles less than 2.5 micrometers, which can seep into your lungs.
Oh.
Those are currently at over 50% higher than healthy levels, but it's the lowest in 8 years. It's kind of like an
well,
A plus for being an F minus?
Then maybe Elon knows what he's doing there.
Yeah.
I know we're not helping either.
Will
Sorry.
It blow?
But that's a different kind of pollution right there. Sorry about that. Yeah. Otherwise, we would have been not even top 10. Well, as we said, MLB opening night is tonight. That'll be a game on Netflix, the Yankees and the Giants. But our Texas Rangers take to the mound to kick off the season tomorrow. They'll be in Philadelphia, taking on the Phillies, 3:15 first pitch for MLB's opening day. Home opener, by the way, Globe Life Field will be Friday, April 3rd, next week against the hated Cincinnati Reds, of course, interleague
play.
But a really cool moment happened this past weekend as they're playing spring training games. So there's a pitcher. He's out of Des Moines, Iowa. He's a prospect, up-and-comer, Carter Baumler. And when you're in spring training, you're just trying to make the team, unless you're one of the big names and you know you've got a spot already. So he was pitching in the fifth inning, and Skip Schumacher, the Rangers manager, goes out there, and they have a big mound meeting. And then everybody comes out around the team, and they all go and huddle around Carter Baumler. So it's pretty good news.
Schumacher out there with a word for Baumler, and it looks like you get the sense, right, that he just let him know some pretty good news.
Yeah, I think he told him he made the team.
He made the team.
Aww.
And they told him right then and there in the middle of the game. So, and then he went back and pitched. So there you go.
Very good.
Congrats, kid. Get
to
back
work.
To work. Exactly. Go Rangers.
So here at Hank FM, we are all about value. We also love Whataburger. New study shows it is the best bet in your fast food burger game. Net Credit compared cheeseburgers from chains around America. The top three for your burger dollar, the All-American Smash, $1.96 per ounce. The regular cheeseburger from McDonald's, number two, at $1.91. And Whataburger, bringing it home, because it's Texas.
Yeah.
And we need more meat.
There you go.
Relative bargain, $1.66 per ounce.
How about that?
Go Whataburger.
That's greatness.
What? A burger.
See, he knows.
Sir. Absolutely. We've got one of the fastest people on the planet right here in the Westoplex. So this happened over the weekend, too. A teenage phenom from Justin Northwest High School is now the youngest individual world track champion in history. Cooper Lutkenhouse, 17-year-old junior, not even senior yet, won the 800 meters at the World Indoor Track Championships Sunday. This took place in Poland. So this is out of everybody in the world. He won it with a time of 144.24. Became the youngest world indoor champion ever. And his time was just outside the top 15 in world indoor history overall. Held off Belgium's Elliot Crosten, who's the fourth fastest kid in the indoor world. And yeah, he's a full-blown grown man right there. So there you go. Get to know the name. And it's fun to say Cooper Lutkenhouse.
Lutkenhouse.
Right here in the Westoplex when we get ready for the Olympics.
What is that beautiful smell around the Fort Worth Zoo? No, it is not the elephant enclosure. It's easy to get confused.
Sure.
It's the new baby smell as they hatched an African fish eagle chick for the first time in 117 years.
Very cool.
Officials say this is a direct result of sustained expertise in raptor reproduction. I think that's science.
Mm.
Yeah. Either way, he's about the size of a tennis ball.
Oh.
Will grow to be 25 to 30 inches. This is mom and dad's first baby. No word on where they're registered.
Okay. Happy number one ranking as Texas was named the number one economic development state in the union. So those data centers are going to be sliding into your DMs even more now on that
news.
Hey,
baby, what's she doing?
And we have a new place to dine over there in Dallas. This debuted over the weekend and had a lot of Dallas Cowboys icons for the new Italian restaurant, spearheaded by former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. Opened up, Dak Prescott was there, a bunch of other Cowboys for Cafe Luca. Early reviews are quite good for this. Good food, they say, good service. In fact, one critic said the appetizers start off strong, start you off with high hopes and inspiration. It's followed by a main course, but since it's a Jason Garrett restaurant, it leaves you empty and disappointed by the end of the dessert.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's Heather Lee.